I'd just like to start off by saying why I was drawn to this passage. One, I thought it was very compellingly tragic in that Orleana essentially chose between two daughters. Another reason is I was very interested in how in just two short pages, Ada seems to reevaluate her own sense of self, which I'll speak more about in a minute. And finally, a third reason is I think one of the main themes of this novel is the importance of adapting to your environment and your surroundings, which I think Ada finally does so here. This chapter begins to break down Ada's sense of self by first establishing what it is and reminding the reader with, "Live was I ere I saw evil." Ada seems to distance herself from the world all throughout the novel up until now by sort of presenting herself as an observer and not an active participator in the world, and by turning sentences around, suggesting that she thinks of the world in a way that's different from other more normal people. This illusion that she is just an observer and not a participator in the world is broken as soon as the ants begin to bite at her body. The pain seems to ground her in her own reality. As she begins to be trampled and the ants continue to bite her, it's almost as if she's being brought back into reality body part by body part, beginning with someone's bare foot was on my calf and then my back, a crush of feet on my chest, I found my way to my elbows, I raised my strong left hand, ants on my earlobes, my tongue, my eyelids. She heard herself crying out loud as if it came from her hair and her fingernails. Finally, Ada comes to the realization that she wants to live. She's not just content to be sort of snuffed out as an observer of the world. She takes matters into her own hands and tries desperately to survive. Ada certainly hasn't completely forgotten her former self. Even in the last paragraph, she says, "I did, oh ho, did I," turning words backwards onto themselves. But she seems to have made some real progress in becoming a more active participant in the world. One of the interesting things about this passage is that normally religious people would turn to religion in a horrible time like this, but neither character does. And in fact, the futility of religion in this situation seems to be emphasized when Orleana says to Ada, "Your father, I think he must have gone ahead with Rachel. I wish he'd waited, honey, he'd carry you out." Reminding Ada that her father, with all his devout religiousness, can do nothing. I was very interested in the imagery of Ada being a beast, especially with the ending sentence in this chapter, "This is what it means to be a beast in the kingdom." It seems like Ada begins to associate herself with being a beast. She even refers to her hand as being a claw, grasping at moving legs to raise myself from the dirt. Curiously, at the beginning of the chapter, Ada remarks, "Nothing stood still, no man or beast," separating beast from man. And if she's siding with beast, does this mean that she is not herself man? I couldn't help but think here of all the animals running out of the fire when they had the village-wide hunt. It seems very similar to all the people running from the ants. But instead of running into the dangers of other men, they're running into the dangers of the river and the crocodiles. Perhaps beasts and men are not all that different. Or perhaps the idea that life is precious is what separates them. But the Congolese survive not by being observers, but by being participators in realizing that life is precious, even the lives of their enemies, as they help them if they need food. Orleana seems to weigh the preciousness of Ruth May over her other daughter, Ada, and values Ruth May over her. Nathan seems to ignore the preciousness of lives for the preciousness of religious faith, not realizing that the number one priority for the Congolese is simply to survive. Ultimately, Ada is carried to safety not by her father or her mother, but by one of the Congolese, Anatole. By being a beast in the kingdom, Ada is no longer an outcast from the kingdom of the Congo, but belongs. She has adapted her will to the spirit of the Congo. And while Ada is still very negative, referring to her seeing her mother carry Ruth May away as seeing evil, there is still an optimism that she will survive, just as the beasts and the Congolese have survived for centuries, with the idea that life is precious.